Good morning.
Thank you for tuning in to Suck Less Podcast. This is Tammy, your podcast host and host of Suck Less Podcast. I'm here on a rainy April morning. It's April 18th and it is Thursday. I decided to come on this morning and talk about something that I've been thinking about for a couple days. And I haven't really known how to approach this topic or what exactly to say about it. I know how I've felt about it in my brain, but I'm not sure how to share the information because I don't want to overshare, which I know sounds funny because this is pretty much an online journal. I share all my information with you. I share all my uglies. I have really kind of opened up a lot, and I want to continue to do that, but I also want to, I guess protect other people and protect relationships. So anyway, I wanted to talk about this morning, and it's a little bit about relationships and friendships and things like that, which I have talked about before. And if you listen to my podcast, you know that, I had some drama last year, maybe 2 years ago. I don't know. It's recent, and had my heart broken by a friend, which that relationship has been healed. But what I wanted to talk about is it's about that relationship actually. But it's just good advice for everybody is what I'm trying to do, not specifically talk about me. It's just something I realized, through this process that I thought I would share. And it's this, sometimes there are people in your life, people you're friends with, maybe it's your sibling, maybe it's your work friend, maybe it's your best friend, and maybe it's an acquaintance, but maybe somebody is going to get chosen over you for something. Maybe somebody's going to get chosen for the sports team or for the job. Maybe they'll get chosen to be the prom date, whatever it might be. Somebody might, I don't want to use this word, but they might get something that you want. They might get a position that you want. They might earn something that you want. They might basically be chosen. They're being chosen for something that you would like to be chosen for. So you want to be on the lacrosse team, or you want to be a cheerleader. You want to, you want to get that job, but they get it instead. Because you know what? Because they want it too. And you might be hurt by that they were chosen and you weren't. You might be upset that they accepted knowing that you wanted this too. And it could hurt you. I was hurt because my friend was chosen, and my friend, I felt, didn't care about my feelings enough to, I don't know how to put it, like, they didn't care about my feelings enough, period. And they were in this situation that I wanted to be in, is what it is. So here's what I realized about that. Recently, I realized that because I was carrying around the feelings that I was, whether they were jealousy, anger, sadness, hurt, whatever those feelings were, I was holding her back from feeling joy. I was holding her back not only from feeling joy, but from experiencing this situation fully and being able to be yourself about it, being able to talk about it, being able to share things about it, being able to enjoy it. So she basically had to be shut down about this situation because I was hurt. So it's interesting to me because what hurt me the most about about this was that she was not sharing with me. It hurt me that I felt like she was hiding things from me, keeping things from me. I even felt that she was lying to me. But now, as time has gone on, and I've seen her, you know, in different situations, and I've seen her happiness in, you know, in situations that she's in now, or her, I can see where I maybe held her back from being happy. And I can see that her being quiet was probably in an effort not to upset me further, not to make me sad, not to make me angry, not to make me jealous. You know, she was doing it because she felt she was helping me in some way. This is my perception. We have not discussed this still. And I told you that before. Like, we never discussed this situation, really. But I feel like now, just seeing life and, you know, growing through this, I feel like I held back. Even though I was hurt and all that, I feel like I was holding my friend back from fully experiencing her situation. So think about that. Like, let's go back to the example of you want to be on the lacrosse team and your friend gets a position on the lacrosse team. And then you're sad and hurt and you weren't chosen for that and you really wanted it. And now your friend's playing lacrosse and you're, you know, feeling bad and you're feeling jealous and you're feeling sad, hurt, whatever other feelings you might have. And then your friend might feel like they can't discuss that with you. They can't talk about the lacrosse game. They can't talk about practice. They can't talk about how much they love it because they're afraid of hurting your feelings further. So you might even feel like, oh, why aren't they talking to me about this? And them not talking to you might also be bothering you. But the reason they're doing it is probably not to hurt you. But what's happening is you are, I feel, taking something away from them. You're taking away their ability to fully enjoy and embrace this thing that they have in their life that makes them happy, that they wanted too. Do you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like when I watch like a pageant, like a Miss America pageant, I think, well, there's going to be a winner and there's going to be, you know, I don't want to say a loser because they're not losers, but those who don't win. Everybody wants it. You've got, you know, 50 women on the stage and every single one wants the same thing. They're there for the same reason. They worked hard for the same reason. And one of them is going to get that honor and the other 49 are not. And they're going to feel sad and hurt and wonder what they did wrong or what they could do better. And they might not even be able to be happy for this other woman. And the other woman might feel like she can't outwardly talk about it. She can't go back, you know, to that room where they're all getting dressed and be excited that she won. And because she doesn't want to hurt their feelings anymore. So that is, she's missing out on something then because she can't express her emotions. So everybody else can be sad or whatever they are, jealous, mad, but she can't express what she feels, which is extreme happiness and all of that. Do you see? I don't know. This is just something I've been thinking about because I feel like now that I'm seeing my friend in a really nice situation, feeling super happy, like I'm so happy for her. And I love when she talks to me about how happy she is. I love when she talks to me about her life and tells me what's going on. I love like how she lights up and it's just so adorable. And I'm really, really happy for her. And I feel like in the past, my own hurt blocked her from being fully happy. So it makes me wonder if she could have had a better situation if I would have been less jealous and less sad and less hurt, and I would have allowed her to fully embrace her situation so that she could enjoy it fully instead of maybe not enjoying it to its fullest extent. I feel like I put a block up a little bit for her. And I don't know if she feels like that. She might not feel like that at all. She might think I'm crazy for saying that. Everybody might think I'm crazy for this. But I just feel like it's something to think about. It's hard. I can't give you advice on how not to do it. Because you have to feel your emotions and everything. But it's just been a couple years of personal growth for me. And this is where I am. Suck less.